Huge losses at Daimler Chrysler's U.S. unit have left the automaker with its first quarterly deficit since Chrysler merged with Daimler-Benz in 1998. The world's fifth biggest automaker says it lost $269 million for the October through December period. The Chrysler division lost $1.3 billion during the same period. Plans have been released that would force the U.S.-based Chrysler back into profitability by next year. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thecarconnection.com. He's at the Geneva Motor Show. How do they plan to make Chrysler profitable again?
Cut seems to be the big change that we're seeing. And not just at Chrysler, but also at Mitsubishi, which in a curious irony will be pairing up with Chrysler, a company that it almost merged with itself 20 years ago. Chrysler is cutting jobs. We've already heard a lot of that. But what we're also hearing now is that they'll be cutting a lot of product platforms and sharing those with Mitsubishi. And what we're still unclear about, Bob, is whether or not we're going to be seeing a lot of Mercedes bits and pieces, engines, transmissions, also going on to Chrysler products.
Any surprises in this plan?
Not really, because a lot of this is leaked out. Perhaps the biggest surprise was what we saw in Japan, where they're cutting back 9,500 jobs, that in the country where cuts in the auto industry are very rare, and they're closing a plant. Perhaps the biggest surprise is one that has a lot of analysts skeptical. There are some pretty serious stretches, leaps of faith in here. For example, the people running Chrysler are assuming that the dollar to euro exchange rate will improve in their favor by something like 20% in just a year. That's the only way they seem to be able to make the numbers balance.
What's the reaction been?
Well, for reasons like that, those stretches, there's been a lot of skepticism. Even one of the strongest shareholders in this company, Deutsche Bank, which could really make or break the company, and particularly its top management, said this is ambitious but plausible, but left open the possibility that it may be rethinking its strong support for Daimler Chrysler's German management.
Aren't they just doing some of the things that Daimler and Chrysler discussed when they merged?
Oh, you noticed that. Yes, it does seem a little funny, doesn't it, that we are just beginning to see some of these so-called synergies that they said was the reason for the merger in the first place. It just has not been a very happy marriage. There seems to be a lot of pride and privacy here, where the two sides have just not really wanted to work together as one company.
And Mitsubishi seems to be playing a bigger role than Mercedes in the long-term future products plans.
You know, that does make more sense if you think about it, because Mitsubishi competes in many of the same categories that Chrysler does. So it makes a lot more sense to cut back on the number of platforms it has and the number that Chrysler has, and then try to find commonality between them so they're not duplicating effort. There is some logic to this plan, I have to point out, but it's going to be a very difficult one for them to pull off and to achieve.
There's a great irony here. Mitsubishi and Chrysler working together to save themselves?
It is, isn't it? 20 years ago, they started working together fairly seriously. In fact, some of the products that Chrysler now has come from Mitsubishi and were products that they shared long before the Daimler Chrysler company was formed. What is happening is that they are essentially being forced into a marriage that they weren't able to accomplish in years before. Lee Iacocca just had a way of rubbing the Japanese the wrong way when he ran the company, and after years of talking merger, Mitsubishi and Chrysler basically started breaking things off. In fact, up until recently, it looked like they were going to end their 20-year relationship.
Somewhere in Berlin, somebody is saying, great idea, Hans, taking over Chrysler.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a great idea once upon a time, and if you listen to the folks at Daimler Chrysler's headquarters in Stuttgart, they're still saying it's a great deal, but they are going to have to prove it, because so far this is a marriage that is made anywhere but heaven.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thecarconnection.com.